He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Always great to chat to the guru of New Zealand, Mick Guerin, who made it out alive from what was a spectacular Karaka Millions race day and the sales as well and the scenes we were able to see over here on social media. Mick, as I say, good morning to you. What a wonderful day it was for New Zealand racing, and the boys get paid, made a profit, and it seemed like everyone had an absolute ball on the day.
They did, Michael. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the listeners. It was very much the party New Zealand racing needed, Michael, because our major carnivals have been party-less because of COVID, and now that's going back to happen again. So obviously we had Saturday night was massive, was very tribal, very fun, some excellent horses won, a great result for Cambridge Stud with Al Manzoor getting his first Southern Hemisphere winner in a $1 million race. So that'll enormously help him when Baraka kicks into the sales in about 6 weeks. But straight after that, Monday morning, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, announced that because Omicron is now in the community, only in very small numbers, but we know that's going to grow quickly, we're back to the red traffic-like setting. Now, don't believe some of the right-wing loonies, Michael. It's still pretty good over here. You can go to the pub, you can go for dinner, you can do basically everything you could normally do. But what you can't do is hold major events with more than pods of 100 people. Now, that affects racing enormously over the next 6 weeks and probably longer. The Wellington Cup is on this Saturday. That's in Trentham, just outside Wellington, the capital of New Zealand. Usually that would get 12 or 15,000 people. They'll now have 800 or 900, and they'll be in pods or rooms of 100. So it's really going to smack some of these clubs around. Wellington being the most obvious one. Tarapa have a big meeting in a few weeks' time. It's going to be really tricky for these clubs to try and sell hospitality, or whether Michael, some of them say, no, we're not even bothering with hospitality, and we go back to a skeleton-like existence on track. So the Karaka Million was great, but we know now that the back end of the summer for racing, for most people, Michael, is going to be a television sport.
And what does it mean for the sales, which have been pushed back? Can Australians get over there, or is that going to be impossible again from that point of view?
Almost certainly impossible. Now, New Zealand citizens, for example, say Mike Maroney or an Andy Williams-type person or Trent Buston, who live in Australia, do have the potential option. They don't have it at the moment, but it could be coming back at the end of February. They can come home and self-isolate for 7 days. Some of them may choose to do that. I doubt that's going to extend to Australian citizens, and I doubt most trainers that time of the year when they're really busy want to come to New Zealand, sit in someone's house for 7 days or a hotel room, and then go to the sales. NZB and Karaka is beautifully set up for selling online. They've got a very slick online platform. They have good television coverage. It'll still go ahead, but you lose somewhere between 5 and 10%, Michael. You lose those buyers who go to the sale, miss their target, then say, oh, we'll pop down and look at that Tavachi for the, you know, in Block H. You miss those ones because it's really hard to recalibrate when you're not on the sales ground. So it will affect the sales, but they sort of half saw it coming. So there'll be people at the sales, and how they work that is obviously it's outdoors, and then they'll have in the auditorium, which at Karaka is a fantastic selling area, they'll probably have two pods, one side on one side of the room, one side on the other. That's 200 people. So what you're probably going to have less is more the spectator-type people, Michael, won't be allowed in the auditorium just to look at the pretty horses, which is great fun. It will be more, you'll need a wristband, and if you're a buyer or a registered buyer, then you'll be able to go into the actual sales area and enjoy it. So confusing times. They've got contingencies in place. Do I think there'll be many Australians on the ground at Karaka? Doubtful. But the one thing that would help, Michael, is a rapid spread of Omicron would in many ways make us catch up to the numbers in Australia. And then there's probably less reason to keep the borders closed. But maybe that's sad on one side and wishful thinking on the other side. But yeah, I think the sale will be fine. I just think you lose that 5 to 10% for those people topping up some of those other horses.
Got some big news re the Wellington Cup as well, Mick.
Yeah, well, the favourite came out yesterday morning. Wasaki was 2.4, which is awfully short in a 2-mile race. Small accident yesterday in track, we pulled out of the race. So that's wide open. It's only a $300,000 race, but it's got a top weight now of a rating, 86 horse. The race Australians will be interested in on Saturday is the Thorndon Mile, and it's a good race. There's four or five horses here who will turn up in Australia at some stage. The most obvious one is the Chosen One. Now, the Chosen One, while it's a mile, actually has a good record fresh up in a mile. He ran third at the Valley in a Group 2 mile back in September or October. I think it was October. And the year before, he won fresh up at Flemington at a 1,700. And he's a surprise horse in the race, and remarkably, he's not top weight. So here's a horse who was top weight in the Sydney Cup and a horse who carried 54 in the Melbourne Cup. He's only carrying 55 in a set weights and penalty mile. He actually gets his chances with Michael. Gets his chance at a mile, the Chosen One, then he'll head back to Melbourne. Horses like Too Illicit, Concert Hall, they've had mixed Australian results in the past, Coventina Bay, they've all been beaten in Aussie. They might turn up for Mears races at some stage, but it's the race of the week. And in fact, it's one of the races of the summer in New Zealand, the Thorndon Mile, that's race 7, out of Trenton on Saturday, because there are horses there who may be factors in some of your futures markets heading forward around races like the Sydney Cup.
Mick, good news to see the Kiwis. Emma Lee and David Brown are going to set up camp at Cranbourne as well. And speaking of the Kiwis coming, we've got plenty for next weekend's huge action at Melton as well, making their way over.
Yeah, the Browns will do a good job over there. Their brand is probably bigger in Australia than it is here, and because they've sent all their good horses there last spring and had a lot of success with Elephant and Rhinoceros, who was good last week at Karaka. The harness horses, we haven't got as many over there as we would usually have because the trainers and drivers can't get there. And one of them turns up this week, Temporale, is an old sweetheart of a trotter. He's one of the favourites for the main trotting race this week. But our numbers are a lot less because the horse people, like those people wanting to come to the sales, they won't know till late February whether they can get back. So plenty of interest in the harness racing from New Zealand, but many people wishing they could be there for the big money races, which sort of start this Saturday, but a far bigger, Michael, next Friday and Saturday. So lots to look forward to, but yes, we'd love to be over there being involved. As we all know at the moment, there's far more important things going on in the world.
Out of time, Mick, but can you leave us with one? Is there anything you like?
I like Trentham Race 6, number 2, La Creek. Almost ended up in Victoria, was set to be sold. The owners retained it. Race 6, number 2, a good filly by Vadimos, who's doing a great job with his fillies. 2.8 is very good money for La Creek.
Love it, Mick. Enjoy the weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, brother.
Time for